In this bulletin, Victoria and Queensland record new COVID infections in return travellers in hotel quarantine. Fears Australia faces a shortage of essential medications. And in sport, vaccination against COVID-19 will not be mandatory for Olympic and Paralympic Games participants. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. For the third day in a row, New South Wales has recorded zero new community transmitted COVID-19 cases. 20,000 COVID-19 tests were conducted yesterday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says following a meeting of the state cabinet, any lifting of restrictions will be delayed until next week.
We are looking to move as closely as we can to what we had pre-Avalon. And however, I do want to foreshadow that mask wearing in certain settings might be something we keep indefinitely until, because what we do want to do is encourage people to be able to move around as much as possible freely, resume their workplaces, travel where they need to go to. But we're also very keen to make sure what we announce is simple and holistic.
Victoria has recorded its 14th consecutive day without a locally acquired COVID-19 case. There are, however, three new infections detected in hotel quarantine. Authorities are still grappling with the Australian Open hotel quarantine debacle. Spanish player Roberto Bautista Agut has apologised for comparing hotel quarantine to prison. Kazakhstan's Yulia Potentseva posted a photo on social media of her holding up a sign that reads, "We need fresh air to breathe." British player Joanna Konta told the Nine Network most players are doing their best in these circumstances.
The reason we are here is to put on a show. We come to perform for you guys. We want to entertain you guys. Everybody's doing their utmost best to make whatever situation the players find themselves in, because there's some variety there as well, make it the best possible.
Two-time Australian Open champion Victoria Azarenka encouraged her colleagues to show understanding and empathy. Queensland has recorded zero new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. However, two new infections have been recorded in return travellers from the United States in hotel quarantine, taking Queensland's total number of active cases to 25. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says coronavirus restrictions should be eased in Greater Brisbane by this Friday.
So once again, really good news. And of course, we are 100% on track to lift those restrictions if everything goes well in the next 24 hours.
COVID-19 fragments have been detected in sewage from wastewater samples at Merrimack on the Gold Coast, Cairns North and Cannonvale in the Airlie Beach area. Australia is facing a shortage of essential medications. That's according to specialists who say some people with chronic health conditions have had stop-start gaps due to supply strains. Some essential medications have been in short supply since the pandemic disrupted distribution methods. The Australian Medical Association said it has become very problematic. In the United States, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are in Washington, D.C. for tomorrow morning's inauguration ceremony. The Presidential Inaugural Committee paid tribute to honor the more than 400,000 lives lost to COVID-19 in the U.S. Mr. Biden lit up the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool in a somber ceremony.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember. But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. Let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Ms. Harris says it is a time to heal.
We grieve and begin healing together. Though we may be physically separated, we, the American people, are united in spirit. And my abiding hope, my abiding prayer, is that we emerge from this ordeal with a new wisdom.
To sport now, Japan's government says vaccination against COVID-19 will not be a mandatory condition of participation at the Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. Meanwhile, former deputy chairman of the 2012 London Olympic Games, Keith Mills, says he would be planning for a cancellation if he were in charge of the Tokyo Games.
Personally, sitting here looking at the pandemic around the world, in South America, in North America, in Africa, and across Europe, it looks unlikely, I have to say. I think if I were sitting, thankfully I'm not, in the shoes of the organizing committee in Tokyo, I would be making plans for a cancellation. And I'm sure they have plans for a cancellation, but I think they will leave it until absolutely the last minute.
Around 11,000 athletes are expected to take part in the event, plus thousands of officials and media. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing and 30 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 32. Melbourne, similar conditions, 25. Hobart, sunny as well, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny and 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, cloudy, 24. Newcastle, much the same, also 24. Brisbane, possible showers, 27. Cairns, more showers, 32. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.